There's something inside us all, something dark and dangerous. You feel it sometimes, don't you? It's okay, you're safe with me. I want you to be honest. I want you to trust me, because it's natural, instinctive. There's a darkness in us all. Do you know what it is? The part of you that plays out your revenge in your mind while you smile and nod at the idiot wasting your time or being rude. The part of you that sees someone attractive wants to ravish them without a second thought. The part of you that you hide from society that feels uncivilized, dirty and nasty. But it's there, isn't it? You already knew exactly what I meant when I laid it out. Knew that part of you all too well. But you keep it so carefully hidden. You're a good person, you follow the rules. But sometimes you'd love to shed the shackles of ethical, reasonable, and responsible behavior. Because deep down, we're animals. We aren't that far removed from beasts along the evolutionary chain. Rutting, fighting creatures, and it's okay, that remains a part of everyone. You aren't wrong when you think the dark thought. You're normal. It's just when you never, ever act on it. That part of you is locked up, imprisoned. It's like a beast, caged, waiting, aching to get out, and I want to release it. But you have to accept it first. So listen, listen to me. No, not your conscious, rational mind. I'm not talking to that today. That part of you can just switch off. That part can drop right out of the conversation. That part of you isn't important right now. I want the animal inside you to listen, the beast. And I wanted to know that it can come out once in a while. But the conscious mind has to be willing to. Are you listening? Listen to me while I talk to you. Your animal nature is there. It's what makes you lustful. What makes you angry. What makes you snap at others. Then the conscious mind reconciles it, apologizes, says it's just a mistake. But it's not. It's time to stop denying who and what you are all the time. Time to see the beast for what it is. The animal that we all have deep within us is what drives us. It's what makes us compete and fight for what we have. What makes us think those nasty, filthy ideas. But it's okay to have them, to think them. So listen to me now. Listen and let that conscious mind rest for a while. Let my voice talk to the animal. Let my voice explain to it. That it's okay to be what you are. That it's okay to embrace the darkness. Just not all the time. The beast can stay caged when you need it to. But it needs to get in now and then, don't you think? I know you agree because you know that you want sometimes just to unleash that side of you. To let your mouth open. To release a growl. To clasp your fingers into claws and run your tongue along your teeth. To the incisors, the fangs. To feel them pointed and sharp, for ripping and tearing. You want to rip and tear the fabric of your clothes and release yourself from the pressures of society and embrace the pleasures of the animal. No thinking, just living in the moment, lusting for the now, because there's a wolf inside you, pacing, waiting, biding its time till it can escape from its cage and unleash its furious nature. Because when you don't let that out, when you stay in control, keep thinking all the time, it's just so exhausting. And even now, you're so tired trying to keep your animal nature in check. My voice speaks to that part of you, the lust, the need, the driving desire that you can barely contain every day. Because while some of the animal needs need to be tamed, the anger and rage are so counterproductive. There's something necessary about lust, and that anger and animalistic fury can be channeled into it, into that desire. That animal can be controlled by the right person, by the right voice, by someone who knows how to speak to it. And you can just relax and let me control it. Let me take over. Let my voice pull all the instincts to drive you, like pulling on a thread that loosens the chains that hold your true nature in place. And you feel it slipping. Feel the mask coming off as your hands tighten, as your claws tighten, as you feel it tingling, running across your skin. like something is trying to come out. The wolf wants to be loose. You hear my voice, and that's the effect. That's the power it has. It speaks to the animal instinctive nature you hold inside and lets you embrace that. I reach inside you and caress the darkness within. Tame the wolf. But once in a while, you need to let it out to fully transform. To be the wolf, to shed your humanity and let your pure animal need drive you. To break free from the bonds of your mind and society's rules and be a pure, mindless beast. Be the werewolf. And you can do that with me now, as if you see the full moon rising, speaking to you, driving your mind into a spiraling insanity. My voice fueling your lust and need, pushing at you, pushing you to open the cage and let the wolf loose. Let it loose. And feel your lust intensify. My voice intensifies your desire, your need for pleasure and sex and love, mindless, hedonistic, animal satisfaction of your basest urges. That's what my voice does, but the full moon does it too. That sight, the pure white hanging in the sky, illuminating the darkness. It lights up the darkness in you. Shows you for what you are. Lets it out in the light of the moon and you feel it taking over. You feel your humanity fade and your animal, the wolf, take over. You feel your body tense, your skin ripple, your hands turn to claws and your teeth to fangs. Your focus narrows. You are pure need, desire, rage, lust. You are a monster, and I want you to direct the monstrous energy with me. I want you to channel it all, werewolf, into lust and satisfy that animal within. I want you to rub and touch yourself, hump your clawed paw like a beast, rush against it hard and fast. You don't need to think, you don't need to waste time, just fuck it. Fuck yourself like the creature you've become, because that's what always lurks inside you. The wolf ready to burst out and become a savage beast of lust and need. And as you touch yourself, you feel the ideas of society are less important. It only matters that you satisfy your urges, your desperate desires. You need to come for me. Nothing else matters. You are transformed into a beast of lust and you need to satisfy that lust. You need to come for me because you are the wolf, but I am control. I am the mistress of your animal nature. At every time the full moon rises, you'll feel the same need, the same urge to just let your wolf nature loose. To let yourself free from the cage you keep yourself in and just rush and fuck and hump. And if you have a partner to play with when the full moon is in the sky, you'll focus all that need on them. Pleasure them, worship them. Satisfy that need on them, focusing solely on pleasure and lust and need. And with me, you'll just rub and touch yourself, and the better it feels, the more of an animal you'll become. You'll snarl and growl as you get hornier and hornier, as you lose yourself to the basest thoughts and fantasies, as the ideas of pleasuring a lover, using your lolling tongue and powerful body, to give them the pleasure they deserve and need. It will feel so good to think of that. When the full moon rises, you will have no choice but to embrace what you are. Embrace the animal within and become the werewolf. And it feels so good, so fucking good to just be that werewolf. That lustful beast of fur and claw that needs only to breed and hump and come. And as you grunt and groan and growl like an animal, you know that the full moon will be a trigger for you. Every time it rises, you'll be more lustful, more animalistic, more focused on pleasure and less on civilization. The full moon will drive you insane with lust. And when you come, you'll let out a howl to the moon. When you come, it will be for me. And you'll release a raw animal howl to the world to let it know that you are the beast, the animal. That you are satisfied, that your pleasure matters more than anything. You'll come for me for the full moon, and you'll always be my beast. Even while you hide it, when you feel those animal needs rise up again, you'll think of me, and think of the moon high in the sky, controlling your transformation from human to beast. So rub yourself faster, growl and grunt for me, my lusting beast, and lose control, lose your mind. Let them animal in, and let me win. You want to come so badly, and all it will take is me giving you that command to let it happen, let your lust win. You don't want to wait. Your animal side doesn't wait for anything. It acts on instinct and need. No teasing, no foreplay, just pleasure and the power of lust and desire. So get ready now. Get ready to let go. Let go of your humanity, my werewolf, my beast, my monster, and get ready to hell as you come for me. Come for me now. Come and be the animal, the beast. Come and hell for me. Come and let your humanity fade. Come and hell at the moon. And remember that the full moon will always trigger your werewolf nature to return and your lust to go wild. Good wolf, and now relax. Rest and let the wolf sleep. For when the animal meets its needs, it rests. It sleeps. Calm now. Calm and relax until the next full moon.